The New Testament lesson for today comes from Mark 10, 2 through 16. Some Pharisees came and tested him by asking, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife?" "What did Moses command you?" he replied. They said, "Moses permits a man to write a certificate of divorce and send her away." "It was because your hearts were hard that Moses wrote you this law," Jesus replied. "But at the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one. Therefore, what God has joined together, let man not separate." When they were in the house again, the disciples asked Jesus about this, and he answered, "Anyone who divorces his wife and marries another woman commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery." People were bringing little children to Jesus to have him touch them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." And he took the children in his arms, put his hands on them, and blessed them. The word of the Lord. When we hear Jesus say, "Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her, and if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery," well, it's pretty hard to follow that up with a joke. When I first read the lectionary lesson for today, I was so tempted to run, not walk, to another lesson. Who would know? Nevertheless, I started doing research and read a commentary by Caroline Lewis that started with, "Few, if any, preachers out there will want to write a sermon on this gospel text. There's just no way around its challenges, its heartaches, and its ramifications for and the ripple effects on all the relationships involved. And it's one of those texts in the Bible that if you read out loud, you must preach on it. Divorce has touched too many lives to leave a passage like that," end quote. Now, after reading that and hearing the truth in it, how could I turn away? I started to look into the statistics on divorce, but instead I decided that regardless of what the numbers say, I guarantee that everyone in this room knows someone who is divorced. Yet, it is a subject we seldom, if ever, talk openly about. And when we do, it's usually negative. It's just another reason to talk about Mark's word for us today. Now, the history and the context of this question from the Pharisees and the culture of the time play into this conversation. But without spending the next half hour detailing it, let me just say that first, the Pharisees were attempting to trick Jesus. So his answer is constructed carefully so as not to betray God's law or the practiced Jewish law. And second is to remember that women were treated as property. Not only could a man divorce her for trivial reasons, but did so often. Hence why Jesus added the hardness of heart phrase and reminded them of God's intention for marriage. Because marriage for them had become primarily a means of ensuring families economic stability and social privileges. Third is the effect that it had on the woman. She was left with nothing. She was an outcast, left vulnerable and alone. Now, if we fast forward 2,000 years or so, and yes, some things have changed. Same-sex marriage is now recognized in 37 states, but that's a sermon for another day. And even marriage has become optional for so many. They think, why marry if it's only going to end in divorce? But one of the most important ones is woman's place in society and marriage has evolved. The expectations of marriage have changed. Life expectancy, expressions of love, the notion of a mutually satisfactory relationship are just a few factors. I want to read a portion of a sermon from Dr. Wiley Stevens entitled, "A Higher Standard." Everyone listening has been through a divorce or had a loved one that has been through that painful experience. It is so easy to hear them as words of judgment and condemnation. But let us hear them as a call to a higher standard, the goal which we have for all marriage. We may not all reach that goal, but that is our aim. As a pastor, I know there are many times when divorce is the only route left to be taken. When what Jesus is doing is recognizing a terrible fact. We humans can and do separate what God has united. We humans can and do fracture God's handiwork. The good news is that God is with us. God's mercy provides the basis of marriage and living. Our marriages and our lives are not ours alone. They are gifts from God. Too many times, we who have not been through the pain and struggle of divorce are more like the Pharisees in our gospel reading. They are not really interested in hearing what Jesus has to say. Rather, they are interested in trying to trip him up. When we are rigid and judgmental about divorce, it is because we have not had to face the issue in our own lives. Have you ever noticed how rigid we are on issues in which we are not involved, as opposed to those that we need to face up to in our own lives? Remember how Jesus cautioned us about not judging others. Those who are dealing with divorce in their lives are dealing with a great deal of pain. We must avoid adding to that pain. Rather than judging, let us reach out in compassion and support. End quote. Now, Dr. Stevens continued to talk about ways to strengthen marriage through faith, family, finances, and communications, which is all well and good. But I want to emphasize the last part and remove divorce and you fill in the blank. Have you ever noticed how rigid we are on issues in which we are not involved, as opposed to those that we need to face up to in our own lives? Remember how Jesus cautioned us about not judging others. Those who are dealing with blank in their lives are dealing with a great deal of pain. We must avoid adding to that pain. Rather than judging, let us reach out in compassion and support. What Jesus said about divorce was no different than what he said about keeping any of God's laws, committing adultery, taking an oath, and loving your enemies. Yet Jesus didn't condemn people for getting angry or for not keeping their word. He forgave them. He knows we don't live in an ideal world. We live in a fallen world in which human nature always comes short of the glory of God. I think we're getting hung up on the talk of divorce and adultery. Could it be that the issue at stake is not just divorce, but more about the larger subject of the outcast or the little people? For Mark, he's talking about outsiders, anyone who feels alone or isolated, marginalized by whatever it is that sets them apart: race, religion, gender identity, age, weight. How will they find their place in the kingdom of God if they are hindered? Jesus says, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." God's law is God's law. There is no compromise. And he sets the bar pretty high. But the story doesn't end there. God's will for us is to be loved, not isolated, not outcast, and certainly not judged by others. This message is for me and for you personally. It's Jesus telling us to strengthen our relationship with those around us, telling us to reach out to someone who may feel isolated from God. It's God saying, "I am here in my Son to be in a relationship with you. Nothing can separate us any longer." We need to be like the little children, open to God's kingdom, not like the disciples and hinder people. We need to run to Jesus so he can take us in his arms, put his hands on us, and bless us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.